Despite an unusual plea, Tennessee lawmakers are refusing to get involved in the dispute over a proposed limestone quarry near Old Hickory Dam. Instead, a House panel voted Tuesday to leave the issue to federal authorities. No less than Congressman Jim Cooper came down to the state legislature to testify against the quarry project. Cooper says Old Hickory Dam is already aging. Blasting next to it would raise the risk of a dam collapse even higher.
The issue here is one proposed quarry owner versus the tens of thousands of private citizens whose homes and small businesses are located on or near the Cumberland River. That's the issue here.
And Cooper says there are plenty of other places to dig for limestone in Tennessee. But engineers representing the quarry owner, Industrial Land Developers, say the dam was built to withstand shocks like those from quarry blasts. They point to projects near dams in other parts of the country. And they note, the Army Corps of Engineers, which runs the dam, isn't objecting to the quarry proposal. That was enough to convince Andy Holt, a Republican lawmaker from West Tennessee.
You know, all I'm hearing is, this could happen. This could happen. This could happen. And that's fine. And I recognize a lot of things could happen. I mean, I drive a car every day, and I could get run over by a bus. But I assume that risk because that's a part of life.
Holt says unless Cooper and other opponents can prove there's a risk, the state legislature has an obligation to let the quarry's owners develop it as they see fit. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.